Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for CE and get underway. A small business loan is the most traditional type of home business funding.
You can apply for a small business loan for a variety of reasons. Perhaps you want to increase your inventory or start a new business.
Or maybe you need extra cash to launch that marketing plan or to help cover payroll.
But before you apply, you want to make sure you find the right loan for your business and ask the right questions of your lender.
To help us keep in that swing lane today is Ben Gold, president of QuickBridge, an alternative small business lender. He's here to give us some guidance on what small business owners need to know.
So greetings, Ben Gold. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
How's it going in beautiful Southern California across from John Wayne Airport?
It's going great. It's hot outside. It's nice.
Good.
Yeah, you're kind of a nice little business startup hub down there in that airport triangle too.
Yeah, a lot of great business activity in this area for sure. It's a great location to recruit talent. So.
Oh, wonderful.
That ocean breeze must be nice. So thanks for joining us today.
So Ben, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. What are the most important questions we should ask lenders before applying for a small business loan?
Yeah, this is really important. It's great to ask questions up front of the lender and that the small business lender feels empowered, that they're part of this process. Some questions that I always recommend small business owners asking before they get started is whether or not the lender that they're working with is a direct lender. Are they going to be the ones who actually provide the loan to the small business owner, or are they referring it over to somebody else? There's advantages and disadvantages to both of those. I think it's just important to know up front what the type of company that the small business owner is dealing with. Will the credit pull that the lender makes be a hard inquiry or a soft inquiry? If you get too many hard inquiries, it could be detrimental to the personal credit of the small business owner when really they just might be trying to do the smart thing of shopping around. And so it's just important to understand what the parameters are there. Another good question is, what happens if I don't fit your internal credit guidelines? That's not something that we hear as a question very often. I think a lot of times, small business owners might be insecure to ask something like that, but it's a totally fair question. QuickBridge is a direct lender. We will lend our own money, but there are times where a customer may fit outside our credit parameters, and we may work with another partner, we call it a syndication partner, to actually provide the capital, and we'll be the sort of the conduit to that relationship.
So when you talk about finding out if they're in your, you know, they fit your credit profile, is a lot of that to make sure you don't continue on with the lender if you're not a good fit credit-wise?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you might not be comfortable with them sending your information out to somebody else. And so it's good to ask, are you going to, you know, what's going to happen if you say no to my, you know, my profile, right? Will you send it to somebody else? And if they say yes, then you may want to be in control of that process and say, you know what? No, thank you. I'll just try to find somebody else on my own. Or if you trust that person that you're working with on the other end of the phone, you say, okay, no problem. Kind of walk me through what that looks like.
And I guess that can create some minefield, because I know it seems like they pass loans around a lot. You know, you do a loan one place and the next thing you know, you get something in the mail saying the loan's been turned over to somebody else. And exactly. I guess that can create a lot of complications.
Yeah, it's a frequent occurrence even after the loan funds, not so much in our space just because the loan durations are so short, but if anyone's had a mortgage before, they've probably experienced that where you started with one lender and they sold it off a few months later to another lender. So it's a normal phenomenon. It's nothing to be alarmed about, but it's good to know up front just to kind of understand what might occur throughout the process. Another good question. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Any more questions there to ask?
Yeah, the other good question, what's the process for obtaining future loans? You know, if this is a lender that you like and you paid back and you had a good working relationship, just to help them understand, okay, is there an opportunity to work with them again? And what would that process look like? And then, you know, will you report my good pay history? So sometimes some lenders have relationships, QuickBridge does, with a couple different business credit reporting agencies that if you're making good payments to us, that will report your good behavior, which can help build business credit for some of these small business owners, which is important as they grow their businesses in the future.
Yeah, that's really important because a lot of people realize that, you know, they're doing things on personal credit, but as your business grows and you get established, you can end up then getting business funding based on you using your business's reputation and your business. And that's, you know, that's a good place you want to go.
It's exactly right. You know, over time, as your business grows, you want to be able to, as the business owner, step away from having to personally guarantee everything. And your good business credit will kind of help.
Yeah, and I like the one thing. I've worked with a lender, and once you get through that, you know, an initial red tape and get it set up, it's a lot easier to get the next loan. And then makes your life so much easier.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, smaller business often will not qualify for a traditional small business loan. Well, you know, Ben, what are some easy ways to determine, you know, if who you're trying to work with is going to be a good fit for you?
Yeah, so another good question to ask, and this would be on the front end, is, you know, to find out what the lender's typical loan size is. Like, what is your sweet spot effectively? And each lender may be different. And if you're a small business owner that's looking for $10,000 to $15,000, and this lender tells you that, oh, we normally do deals $200,000 to $500,000 in size, then it's probably, it may not be the right fit for you, right? They may not spend as much time caring about your individual file as they probably should. Whereas some lenders, they love loans under $50,000. And so on the flip side of that, if you're a small business owner looking for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, if the lender typically does deals under $50,000, they may have a tough time placing your larger deal, and it may be a better idea to try to shop somewhere else. Of course,
that kind of brings up the good point that sometimes you need to, when you're putting your financing plan together, maybe push it a little bit to the right. If you're a smaller business and don't initially need that much, you may have to actually ask for a little bit more. Just because, you know, of the guidelines to make it worthwhile with the lending company you're working with.
Yeah, and you want to be careful, right? I mean, you don't want to get yourself into too much debt just because you're trying to fit the profile of the lender, right?
That's a good point.
Business owner, you're the one in control. You should understand your budget needs. And we always recommend not to take on and pay for interest that you're not using. So try to take as much loan as you actually need.
No, that's a good rule of thumb. Don't pay any more interest than you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, don't be paying for interest on money you're not using. So we always try to, we practice a concept called matching maturities, where if you have a 6-month project, we try to put you in a 6-month loan, right? You don't want to be paying for something for 18 months and it was a 4-month project, and those last 14 months you're just paying interest on money that you're not actually using.
Yeah, interest can add up.
Yeah.
Become a time bomb.
Yeah. Another good way to determine if the lender you're working with is right for you is to ask about how the payback works. You know, what's the payback cycle? Is it daily? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Is it a line of credit, which are where, you know, it's more of a revolving credit card type facility. So just understanding that and sort of matching that up to your cash flow and how your cash flow varies is important to understand for a small business owner as well.
Well, that's a good point. You mentioned a lot of people overlook that, but sometimes maybe having a revolving line of credit where you only have to use what you need. I would think something, you know, I've had one of those before. That's really advantageous.
Yeah, it can be. You just have to be disciplined, right? Similar to like a credit card, if you're not paying off the full balance every month or trying to pay out the full balance as often as possible, then sort of that same thing we just talked about, where you're not paying interest on a project, a previous project, and then putting that on top of whatever your next drawdown is with your facility on that line of credit, can really sort of compound that issue. And that's where you start paying for more interest and making it difficult to catch up.
And then the house of cards collapses.
I don't want to go to the scorched earth scenario, but yeah, that does happen from time to time. Yeah.
Well, Ben, small business owners do have their share of red tape. How can business owners prepare for the application process?
Yeah, so it's just important to be organized. Have, you know, your most recent, at least 3, maybe 6 months of bank statements available, all pages. That's a common thing that lenders will ask for. And then also a lot of lenders will ask for maybe information that was in your most recent tax return. So having that cataloged and itemized and readily available as well will really help in the process. And if you can have that saved as PDFs, it's really easy to download that information, you know, using online banking, or if you had your accountant email you your most recent 1040 or 1120, depending on if it's corp or sole prop, all that can help absolutely speed up the process.
So. Yeah, you mentioned a good point. Get that all together before you get started. So when you're talking to somebody, you're a top of mind, you're both queued in, be ready at that point to send them, you know, the PDFs without having to, you know, go back and fish for things and delay the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it can get complicated, right? And we try to meet the customer where they are in terms of mobile, but it's hard to upload attachments and get that over, you know, phone. So having that stuff already available at your desktop for the small business owner, and then the rest of the process you can handle over your phone typically with the lender.
Let's get into alternative lending a little bit. You know, Ben, what exactly is an alternative lender?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the definition has changed over the past few years. I mean, really, the alternative lending industry sort of was born out of the Great Recession from 2008, 2009, where a lot of the traditional lenders started to back away from the small business owners and create an opportunity to provide working capital loans to small businesses that were having a difficult time if they needed $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 to go to a local bank. Because the traditional lending process has gotten so cumbersome and expensive for those traditional lenders to be able to provide that small size of loan that they sort of just exited that market.
Yeah, you know, I just to give you, you know, some feedback here in my study of it, sometimes it just gotten so tough for the smaller startup home business owner that, you know, we recommend right off the bat, just try to use a personal credit card or you know, something because you know, the red tape can just end up wasting half your time on a startup. And it just has gotten tougher and tougher to get that traditional loan.
Yeah, and even for home businesses, right, or businesses that are run into somebody's home, I mean, a lot of times a bank may or a traditional lender may thumb their nose at that, right? Whereas guys like us, alternative lenders, we understand that, oh, that's actually a prudent way to start your business, is to start it out of your home. Or for some businesses, they don't ever need to take office space, right? They can run the business out of their home. They're out in the field. They're in a
They're providing, you know, it's dominant, like say with franchises, they're providing, you know, all of their services outside the home, and what they traditionally had an office. Now they're running it out of the home office, and you know, it has gotten more mainstream.
Yeah. So alternative lending was sort of born out of, hey, there's some make sense opportunities here to provide, you know, short-term working capital loans to these businesses that aren't being served by the traditional lending market. And so, you know, in terms of what it is, it's just that, right? And so we've just sort of honed our craft over the last 10 years of building out the industry and trying to figure out where our niche is, especially as some traditional lenders have gotten back into the alternative lending space a little bit more on the consumer side than the business side. You've seen like Goldman Sachs, they launched Marcus. That's a consumer lending platform. There's been a couple other large consumer lenders that have gone public. There's still not a lot of large small business lenders. It's a little bit more complicated on the small business side just because the data is a little bit more fragmented. But still, I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for the alternative lending space. And really, it's sort of become this sort of like mainstream industry that runs parallel with traditional lending. And we really found a nice niche providing a lot of times supplemental capital to those that have already have a traditional financing in place, or can be an alternative if the traditional financing doesn't seem to work out.
Well, Ben, let's talk about traditional versus alternative loans. Do they have different qualifying factors?
Yeah, so historically, traditional lending can be asset-based. So, you know, think commercial real estate, or if you're buying a piece of equipment and you're going through an equipment lease or some sort of equipment finance agreement. So in those cases, you know, if you're buying a new piece of equipment, then obviously the value of the equipment is going to check out, but they have to make sure that they're buying it from a reputable vendor, and that those loans or leases are typically 3 to 5 years in length. Sometimes they can go longer depending on the equipment. Monthly payments, typically cheaper cost of capital because they're tied to an asset. Whereas your alternative lending, or sort of the industry that we're in, it's not meant for any specific need. It's just meant for the business to provide them working capital, growth capital. Obviously, we'd love for the small business owner to use that money in order to grow their business, but we don't have full control over the money once it goes into their bank account, clearly. So it makes it a higher risk scenario. So you just sort of have to understand as the small business owner, if you need a loan for a truck or for a specific piece of equipment, then a traditional loan probably makes more sense for the small business owner. But if it's a really short-term need and you know, you're going to start a job tomorrow, you need to hire a couple people and you need some supplies that aren't easily financeable, that's where it's really good to seek out alternative lending.
So you might pay a little bit more interest for the, you know, the additional risk and all, but the convenience makes it. It seems like, you know, it could have a good fit for a lot of cases just because you don't have a lot of assets in place that
sometimes it takes a while for the traditional loan to kick in, right? So an SBA loan may take a couple months, and maybe you need a short-term bridge of maybe $10,000 to $15,000 just to get you to when the SBA loan funds. And it's a good opportunity there for companies like us. And, you know, we provide an early pay discount. So when the SBA loan does fund, it makes it really easy for the customer to get out of their bridge loan with us and then go into the traditional loan. Or sometimes with an equipment loan, it may take 3 to 5 months for the equipment to get manufactured and shipped and put into production. And you may need some additional working capital in order to bridge you during that time before the equipment actually gets up and running and generating revenue for the business. And that's where we come in. So again, you can use alternative lending a lot of times as a supplement to the traditional lending. So they don't have to be zero sum, but they are different. And it is important to kind of understand, to your point, the risk profile of each, so that you're understanding as a small business owner what best fits your budget and your need.
Sounds like you can offer a little bit more timely liquidity.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, right? That's our value add, is that, you know, oh my goodness, I need something today or tomorrow, and we're here for you. So that's the idea. Yeah.
Well, Ben, you're in that alternative lender swim lane. Tell us a little bit about your company, QuickBridge.
Yeah, so QuickBridge, we started the business in 2011. Just happened to be a good time to start a small business lender. We did not know that at the time. And we provide short-term working capital loans to small businesses. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, our sort of sweet spot is right around that $35,000 to $75,000 number. We'll do loans as low as $10,000 and as high as $200,000. But really, we really like those $35,000 to sort of $75,000 loan sizes. Our small business owners, generally 5 to 15, as many as maybe 20 employees. And anywhere from about $700,000 in annual sales to about $2 million. So we're looking for, you know, truly small businesses. That's who we're lending to. And our typical loan is about 7 months. And
that seems like a better fit for smaller home-based businesses, getting it out with quicker liquidity. And they typically don't have, you know, their funding isn't going to be going over $100,000. So
yeah. And it's very predictable for them. That's part of the idea too, is that different than a revolving line of credit, because it's actual term debt, there's a start date and a finish date and a set stream of payments. So it makes it easy for the small business owner to budget appropriately.
Well, Ben Gold, this has been a wonderful discussion on small business lending. Do you have any final points you'd like to share?
No, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate this. Great questions.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, Ben Gold, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. To learn more about Ben Gold and QuickBridge, please visit quickbridge.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Please visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors for more information. Visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Kapp-Anderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.